Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks very much for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having more fun than the law allows here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick Matheson is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. iMatheson.com, right?
That's right.
And put an I in front of the E in the middle of Matheson, folks. I, and then Matheson with another I in the middle there, .com. What will we find when they get there, Rick?
You're going to find all kinds of information about our creative and content creation services for marketers.
Including more about what we're talking about today, right?
Absolutely. You'll find links to my books and all things digital marketing.
All right. So, folks, go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. Okay, Rick, you gave us a great tour last time about some of the different ways people are using websites, full presentation, full-scale websites, as opposed to mobile marketing. Interestingly, you pointed out that still the majority of people shop on a big screen and less than a majority shop on mobile, even though that's got a bullet, it's growing. So what's next? Search? Do we need to start thinking about search?
Yes. So, Jim, what do you think, just out of curiosity, what do you think is strongest for holiday online sales? Search, social, or email, if you're going to take a guess?
Search is, okay. I would think search is still ahead, but probably losing ground.
Yeah, no, it is definitely still ahead. In fact, about 40% of all online sales this holiday season are going to come from search, broken out by about 21% in free search, which kind of underscores the importance of making sure your SEO work is keeping up throughout the year, and then about 17% in paid search. So you really do need to be fostering both free and paid search elements. But you know what comes in second is not social. It is email. Email accounts for about 20% of all online sales.
Email marketing is still valid. How about that?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Right. After all these years, it's still cranking for us. And actually, I think it's going to go up this year. So last year,
really?
About 20% of all online sales, yeah. Think about the last year. Most sites, most marketers got a little bit better about setting up forms and things that would allow them to create those, beef up their opt-in list. So I think that this year we might see it go a little bit higher.
Wow, that's yeah. Interesting. The old dude's hanging in there, isn't he?
That's right. So
search first, email second, and paid third, or social third.
Yeah, social would definitely be third. So it's all the hype. But last year, Facebook, Twitter, and the rest only drove about 2% of online sales for the holiday.
Now, see, let me throw something out. I polled my audience, and this is in my newsletter this week, by the way, folks. We went out yesterday. I polled my audience 18 months ago about how they were doing with their social media, and they gave us the responses. We polled them again this last week with the same exact question and response options 18 months later, and the effectiveness and the happiness, I'll use that word for lack of a better word, with small businesses with their strategy had gone down anywhere from 25% to 30%.
Yes,
in 18 months. I mean, we saw something. Was it a couple of months ago? We saw where online advertisers were having to, the sellers were having to admit that their social had not been performing as well as they pitched.
Yes, I think that there's a couple of things going on. I think social is just getting harder. It's harder to get that organic reach, so less people are just naturally discovering your content. But I do think on the paid side of things, Facebook in particular, I'm not a huge particular fan of Facebook as a user, but as a marketer, that particular platform has been rolling out really strong advertising targeting.
Were we expecting too much of social though? I mean, I never did. I as you may have heard me say, I was the original. I was a self-anointed social media heretic. It wasn't that I didn't subscribe to it, and I encouraged people to use it. I just said, don't expect it to save your life.
That's right.
It's not a call to action. It is not a move the needle medium. It is a brand building medium, in my opinion, other than certain really cool, really effective ads.
Yes, well, that's the key there. So, strangely, social is becoming the new search. So if you think about YouTube, it's already the number two search engine in the world. You look at Facebook, it is quickly catching up if it hasn't already surpassed it. It's really in advertising. That's paid advertising with a specific call to action pointing to a sale where you are seeing some, it's just interesting success. I'm seeing it with my own clients. It's even kind of surprised me. And the other platforms that I like better are not performing really well, at least in terms of the B2C and sort of the holiday sales perspective. Beyond that, it is just brand building and the sort of nurturing of your community around your small business.
But search is still a big deal, but it's diversified, hasn't it? It's no longer just the website. It's not just Google. It's as you said, it's YouTube. I'm using YouTube a lot more to get instructions, information on YouTube.
Absolutely.
Not the ads. I don't read any of the ads. I'm talking about the actual content.
That's right.
When we come back, can we talk about local?
Sure.
Because I think that's really a big deal for small business during. This is something I think, folks, you can definitely have a short-term effect on. And we're going to get, nobody can do that better than Rick Matheson. We'll do that right after these messages. iMatheson.com is his website. Put an I in the front and an I in the middle. Tintail, stay with us. You marry
music, man. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.